Are you still seeing Dick's? Jen asked. They were on the footbridge over Storrow Drive near the Hatch Shell, walking toward the river. I am, Jesse said. And? Jesse shrugged, and I'm talking with him. Do you feel you're making progress? Jen said. I might be, Jesse said. Can you tell me about it? No, I don't think I can. It's all right, Jen said. Therapy's a private thing. I don't mind you knowing, Jesse said. It's simply that I don't know how to talk about it. Something's happening in there, but I'm not sure what. Do you like Dick's? Sort of doesn't matter, Jesse said. He's a lot more than an alcohol counselor. Yes, Jen said. You knew that when you sent me to him, Jesse said. Yes. Manipulative, Jesse said. Absolutely. They went down off the bridge and started west on the esplanade along the river. College-aged kids were sunning themselves near the water. Dogs chased frisbees. Small sailboats moved on the surface where the river widened into a basin. Are you talking about us? Jen said. Of course. Seems to me sometimes that everything I know I learned from you, she said. But we're divorced and seeing other people. I know, Jen said. They crossed the lagoon on a small barrel-arched footbridge. Jesse stopped at the top of the arch and leaned his forearms on the railing. Jen stopped beside him and leaned her back. The other night, I really wanted a drink, Jesse said, and I didn't. Why not? I'm not sure, but I didn't. Almost always before, when I felt that way, I did. One robin doesn't mean it's spring, Jen said. I think you got the wrong quote, Jesse said. You know what I mean. Day at a time, Jesse said. Easy does it, Jen said. They both laughed. Friend of Bill's, Jen said. Below the bridge on the lagoon, three ducks with brown feathers slid along the water. Friend of Jen, Jesse said.